In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right. So, we had some really ghastly readings this morning. If you can have ghastly readings from the Bible, then we had them. The first, that very long story from Genesis about sending your servant off to find your wife and putting a ring in her nose. And the mind boggles. And then the passage from Romans where Paul goes on about all the good things he wishes he could do that he doesn't do, and he does all the things that he doesn't really want to do, and why does he do them? It's a try it in the Greek. It's even worse. And then we have in the New Testament, perhaps one of the most lovely passages in the whole of the Scriptures. One of the most lovely. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Beautiful passage. And of course, some of you, as I'm saying those words, will be remembering them in the AV, the Authorized Version. Come unto me, all who travail and are heavy laden. And they resonate, don't they? And we know them from, well, many of us will have known them from when we were young, and they really are beautiful. Jesus looked at the religious leaders in the synagogues, the temple, and he was not impressed. Instead of telling people of a God who wanted love and mercy, they spent their time making people feel very guilty for their sins. They had a whole institution which was really good at imposing little tiny rules and making it really hard for people to live without breaking them. They had rules for what clothes you could wear, what clothes you couldn't wear, what fibres you couldn't mix, what foods you could eat, what foods you couldn't eat, the things that were clean, the things that were unclean. There were lots of rules about special days and feasts and what could be done and what couldn't be done on those days, like the Sabbath rules. And later on, just after this little passage that we're reading, we hear about the disciples walking through the field. And as they walk through the field, they pick up some ears of grain and they eat them. And the Pharisees say, oh, that's scandalous. You've been, picking and eating on the Sabbath. And that's a terrible, terrible thing. Jesus felt that these rules had completely lost the point of what God was about. And he didn't want people to feel guilty in this way. He didn't want burdens put upon people by the church, by religion. And if you remember, Jesus said that all of these rules and these regulations could be summed up very, very simply. And he gave them a golden rule in which he said, basically, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And he said the whole of the law and the prophets could be summed up in that little golden rule. Now, if you're one of the religious leaders who made your living from producing these rules, enforcing these rules, and making feel guilty about them, when Jesus comes along and says, well, the whole shooting match can be summed up just by doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, that you can imagine that they didn't like it. You can understand why Jesus was a real thorn in their flesh. And they used to talk about the law, the Jewish law, as being under the yoke of the law. That you were under the yoke of the law. You were obedient. You went where the law took you. And so when Jesus uses this phrase, yoke, people would have understood service under the law, the yoke of the law, and Jesus now having a new kind of way of living that wasn't yoked under the law, but was yoked with Christ. Do you see the two different types of yoke? And that's why the verse that we began our service with was Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And you remember the book of Galatians is written in the white heat of controversy when Paul is arguing about the old law, and he says to be under the old law was under a curse. To be under the Mosaic law was under a curse, nothing less. So Jesus is contrasting these two yokes. And you have to choose what yoke you're going to live your life by. And it's a statement which was true then, and it's true now. Let's look at the passage again. Jesus starts off and he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." I mean, that isn't just for people who lived at that time under the Jewish law. That's an invitation which spans across the centuries. We can all respond to this. We all live under some kind of rules and regulations or code. We all, as we walk the path of life, have burdens which we bear. So it's a universal invitation. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I don't know what. I don't want you to put your hand up and tell us what burden you have this morning. But all of us have got something that weighs us down. It might be a physical condition. It might be a worry for a person who's ill. It might be concerns about jobs or relationships, something that we can't cope with. It might be inability to forgive somebody or inability to forgive yourself. Whatever those burdens are, Jesus says, "Come unto me." And we live in a world which is overwhelming in so many ways. And so this statement, that's the only qualification that Jesus says for coming unto him, that you're weary and you're burdened. So I think that covers all of us. I think it covers all of us. There's lots of people who have different reasons for not wanting that help, but the invitation goes out to all. Lots of people think that perhaps they're not up to serving Christ, to coming to him. Some people might think that in some way that they're not good enough. The whole range of different things which might prevent people, but Jesus gives a wholesale invitation to everybody who's weary, to everyone who's burdened. And then he has this second statement, the invitation. Come to me, and then take my yoke upon you. Now, a yoke might seem a funny way of finding rest, because, as you know, a yoke was a symbol of burden. It was something that you put across your shoulders. You probably have seen pictures of people with a yoke across their shoulders with two buckets on the either side. Yep. And they carry water. And so it's an instrument of service, of work, of toil. And the most vivid pictures are the big yokes that went across two oxen. And you had the two big animals, and they were yoked together. And this yoke would fit across the two, and that would enable them to distribute the load and pull it. And that's clearly, I think, the image that Jesus is giving, because he talks about, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So it's learning from him, Christ being with us in the yoke. I imagine that Jesus would have made lots of yokes as a carpenter. He would know about the yoke. He would understand it. And he's asking us to take a yoke upon us. This is understanding, because Jesus doesn't want us to come to him for rest and just have a lazy life. That isn't what he ever calls us to do. Jesus tells us to take up our cross. We're called, when we come to Christ, to come to service, to work. But the point that Christ is making is that this isn't work which will weigh us down. It's not work that will trouble our souls. It's not work that will ruin our lives. It will actually give our lives purpose, because we're doing what we're made to do. We're following Christ's path for us. So we come to Christ weary and troubled, and we join in his service and find peace for our souls. That's the message for this morning. In using these words, Christ wants to partner with us. It was it's often said that the farmer would take a big animal sometimes in the yoke and put it with an untrained animal, and the untrained animal could learn from the trained animal. The two could walk together. And this is the image that we're being given of us walking with Christ in his service, being yoked with him. There's probably not a person here today who isn't carrying some kind of burden, simply because we all toil as we go through life. So these words are spoken to us all. If we choose to walk with God, then we will find purpose for our lives and strength for our lives. If we search for fulfillment elsewhere, then clearly we will not. Jesus promises not a life of ease, but a life of service, to walk in his way. And if we do this, then we find comfort for our souls. We find peace and fulfillment. This is what we're supposed to be doing. You may not have thought of Christ's service as being light, but it is light in the sense that it's easy for us. This is what we're made to do. So this morning we hear these words of Jesus, that he's humble, that he's kind, and we're encouraged to know that he'll walk with us day by day to help us find this peace for our souls. Amen.